Paul.
Hey, Tony.
It's good to be here with you, podcasting again.
It's always great to podcast with you, man.
Thanks a lot. So, you know, I produce podcasts for folks and sort of a freelance capacity.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have a retail job to just, you know, make the ends meet.
Right.
By the way, when I was a kid, the phrase make ends meet, what I thought it meant was like only making enough money to get like the crummy part of the meat.
Oh.
No one ever explained it to me that it was about like bringing like things together.
Right.
Yes. Anyway, and just two nights ago, I had this kind of wacky old lady customer I was ringing up. And I say wacky old lady, older lady. And I rang her up for her purchases.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, thank you. Much obliged. Or as we used to say back in my day, stay high and fuck some sweeties.
Whoa. What? Good Lord.
It made my night.
Wow. Oh, man. When you get something like unexpected like that, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So now that we have shocked all of our listeners, let's play some new DC music.
This is Wall of Trophies
here on Hometown Sounds.
In DC and all over the world,
we show you how DC stays high and fuck sweeties. No, we show you how DC rocks. This is Hometown Sounds.
I'm Paul Vodra.
I'm Tony Pareko,
and that was Wall of Trophies with a brand new single called Something. We're very excited that Wall of Trophies is back. We've been waiting very patiently for their return. Wall of Trophies is the pairing of vocalist Brittany Jean and producer Will Copps. We last featured Wall of Trophies on the podcast in January of 2016.
And I am very excited for this release based on the beats of Something. Something, being the name of the track.
Mm-hmm.
Much more propulsive than I think the previous Wall of Trophies material has been. And I'm very excited to here will really cutting loose in that regard.
Yeah, it's got some darkness, but also like some really nice piano synth kind of stuff and a really fun beat. Like I could see that going over real well on the dance floor. Really, really cool. We also featured the song Thistle from Cops and Jeans' first collaborative release, Places, way back in 2014. So we have been following these people for quite a while. This is the advance single for Wall of Trophies' sophomore album, Semaphore, that comes out on April 26th. You can pre-order it now, and this single is yours.
And in case you're not familiar with Semaphore, Semaphore is a system of sending messages by holding the arms or two flags or poles in certain positions according to an alphabetic code. So it's like how lifeguards communicate.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is interesting to me in the sense that this is deep down the Tony and Will rabbit hole, but there's a lyric in one of our favorite bands' songs, Secret Machines, where we communicate by semaphore.
Oh.
No language, we've got flags of our own. Yeah, that's my best Secret Machines impression. I don't know, Will. I still think about you and me and our love for that band.
Nice. Yeah. Will also does some programming for music-related apps, and he recently made a spatial music app with a musician named Peter Gate, and it debuted in Budapest. So it's one of these apps where you go to places in the world, and it will play different music for you. Some of that was done on the Washington Mall a few years ago.
I went to that.
Blue Brain, I believe.
Yeah.
Holiday Brothers did that sort of thing too. So very cool stuff.
I'm just going to share a little nugget. Will and I went to high school together and we were on the JV tennis team together.
Mm.
And one day I just had a very scary experience where we were coming back from tennis practice and we were rushing to get the train at Union Station.
Mm-hmm.
And Will, and I think it was Neil Shawn's, they made the train, but I only got my arm in the train car.
Ooh, that's not good.
And I was terrified. I was like, oh no, my life is over.
Oh my God.
And I was, you know, just yanking and pulling and my arm came out, but I just didn't get on the train.
Oh.
I don't really remember what their responses were, like what their reactions were, if they were like, here's the thing, like they could have been like, this is horrifying. They could have been like, this is hilarious. I don't remember. So Will, let me know what it was. I mean, I was just too concerned with my right arm at the time. Anyway, that's what 16-year-old Tony was like. Was it 16 or 15? Whatever, man.
The good old days.
Yeah. Okay. So Paul, would you agree that I've been pretty dormant on the social medias?
Oh, yeah.
For kind of a minute.
Yep.
More than a minute.
Yeah, you know, it happens sometimes. Yeah. People go in phases.
I feel like I don't have anything of note to share. And Will used to be such a huge fan of my social media work.
Oh.
Yeah, it really touched me. I remember just being like, man, Will gets it. Will gets me. And I was at Target the other day, mm-hmm. and I got this shirt with a banana print yep. on it. And then I happened to be at a grocery store where there were two kind of like tower racks of bananas. Mm-hmm. And it just hit me to be like, I need to get a photo of me standing betwixt these banana trees. Yeah. And we are now at 83 likes.
Awesome.
I feel like I used to be fun and flirty and
yep.
funny on Facebook.
Right.
I just love saying fun and flirty.
Like, it's a good way to be.
Like I'm an article in Cosmo.
Right.
How do you find funny? But kind of like that tweet I had at Christmas, every time I feed the dog, I say to him, you're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. Like every once in a while, like lightning strikes
right.
and I have something that works out okay and is just gets a chuckle here and there.
Nice.
So that's me going bananas. We have more music. You're on Hometown Sounds. I'm gonna stop talking like this now.
That's good. Next up is Mr. Goblin.
It felt good.
newish music from Mr. Goblin that was called Be Right There. Mr. Goblin is the project of Sam Woodring, guitarist vocalist of Two Inch Astronaut, who are currently on an indefinite hiatus. That's from a 5-song release called Final Boy. It's a cassette available via Exploding in Sound. If you just like digital, buy this on Bandcamp for $6. I actually saw Mr. Goblin as a 3-piece power trio with bass player Kiel Hansen, who fronts Spring Silver, who is an act we featured on the podcast in September of 2018, and the immortal Leia Gage. So I saw Mr. Goblin at Dewdrop Inn a few weeks ago, about a month ago, and I had no idea it was the guy from 2 Inch. I'm just saying 2 Inch because it makes me sound like really in and hip.
Yep.
And I was just like, man, this band is good. And it took me to finding the Bandcamp and finding out who Sam Woodring was. Anyway, really cool skitter pop until the end when it gets really rocking there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also really cool that on the album, he does all of the instruments himself.
Yes, that is true.
Very impressive.
You can catch Mr. Goblin next at Comet Ping Pong on Saturday, April 6th, along with 2 New York City bands, Poppies and Maneka.
So, Tony, I want to tell you a little story.
Please. I wish you would.
That yesterday, I went to check out the exhibit called Open, which is at the Corcoran, by projectionist Robin Bell, who's quite well known.
So he was projecting.
Yes, exactly. I don't know how you could be ignorant of what Robin Bell has been up to, especially in D.C. He's been projecting very political messages on the sides of buildings for a few years now.
Oh, wait, is he the guy who just got like back at it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. I saw him on the Washington Post.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, amazing stuff. Very, very angry about what's going on in America and in the political capital. So, but really cool stuff. You know, some of it is just words, but he also will do images, videos, whatnot. I've been seeing it for years. It's really cool. So I really wanted to go check out this exhibit. So go with my girlfriend to the Corcoran. We're checking it out. We see there's a room, a gallery at the Corcoran on the first floor where there is an installation of like these 5 pillars with all of these faces that rotate on them, which is really cool. I did a little Instagram video. And then we were checking out the rest of the exhibit. We go up the stairs that are kind of well known at the Corcoran to see what else is going on up there. And as we do, we see a guy coming down and he says, oh, did you guys see in the room there? We go, oh yeah, we saw that. And then he walked past and I was like, who is that? I wonder who that was. And then later we were on our way out of the exhibit and there was a video about the exhibit on a TV there. And I realized, oh, that was Robin Bell. That was the artist who walked past us and asked if we had made it into all of his exhibit. And in fact, we had. And then we left the Corcoran, and there's Robin Bell hanging out front. And he said, what'd you guys think of the exhibit? So we talked to Robin Bell for a little while, which was super awesome. And I mentioned how we had put Boat Burning on the Millennium Stage back in December. And Robin Bell has a long association with Boat Burning. He did the projections for their big 930 Club show in the beginning of 2018 when they had the 100 masked guitars around. And I told him that I was really taken with this image of Andras, the frontman of Boat Burning, at that show where he is the conductor.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And right behind him, it says, thank you for resisting. And I just love that image. And I love, you know, the whole collaboration. So it was really great to meet him and to talk about art and politics and music and whatnot. So I wanted to give a little plug on this podcast that the closing party for his Corcoran exhibit is on Sunday, March 31st at the exhibit. And it goes from like 6 to 9. And Ted Zook will be doing his thing there. There will be some dancers and Boat Burning will be performing, scheduled at 6:30. And this will be the first performance by Boat Burning since Andras passed away shortly after our Millennium Stage show. So we really want everybody to know about that happening. And there's a lot of people that have RSVP'd for this, but the Corcoran is a big place. And so we want it to be filled up. It's a free event, but he would like to know how much beer to bring. So go find that Facebook event and RSVP, and we'll see you there.
Do the man a solid.
That's right. And now we want to play some more music on the podcast. Tony, do you know who's next?
Oh, I do. It's Weston Smith. Some glossy electronic, if I do say so myself. I love those pan flutes.
Yep.
Is that can we call them that, maybe?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure. That was Weston Smith with Crystal Kingdom. It is the single from a new EP called Greetings from the Crystal Kingdom, which comes out on April 26th. We have been wanting to play Weston Smith for a while. He's been on our radar for some time. So, Weston, it's cool to have you on the show.
Mm-hmm. Weston Smith performs live next on Tuesday, April 2nd. At Smith Public Trust with the Countess Nope, which is spelled with a K, and Zach, which is spelled with a period.
In a blog write-up for Bizarre, which is a UK music blog, Weston went on to explain the lyrics of Crystal Kingdom, in which he wrote, "The Crystal Kingdom was created to represent the distance I have with everyone around me. Pushing people away seems like a specialty of mine, but it's only created negative effects in my life. I'm on the outside, and everyone's tucked away in the safety of the Crystal Kingdom. This song features an array of synth layers, ranging from synth bass to synth pan flute." Oh, I got it!
You got it.
Oh, I didn't even look. "And it shares the evolution of my production. I really identify with the statement of pushing people away seems like a specialty of mine, but this is not my therapy session. But I'm with you, man.
Nice.
So, Paul, before we get started podcasting, we had the Spotify up to preview some music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just very strange to see all of these largely music people.
Right.
People we have connections with via music, and to see what they were listening to. sort of in real time. Was it in real time?
It was in real time, yeah.
That is weird.
I know. So you could see your friend listening to something, for example, Steely Dan, and you could be like, hey, what are you listening to Steely Dan for? Or something else.
Hey, man, don't knock the Dan.
Yeah, that's one of the weird features about Spotify is that it really wants to integrate with Facebook, and then it really wants to share your activity with everybody else.
I mean, it is, in my mind, way more interesting than your Facebook feed.
Mm, it can be, yeah.
And, I mean, also, these are people who I think I have closer personal associations with, mm-hmm, than the average Facebook friend, I think.
Mm, yeah.
And so to just see these names of people of relative import in my life and to see what they're listening to, it just feels very Minority Report. It's very weird.
And maybe it'll inspire you to be like, oh, I want to listen to that. Let's go click on it. Listen to it
too.
Let's
go listen to Steely Dan.
Yeah.
All right. Are we playing more music on this podcast, Paul?
We are. Next up is Strum the Fox.
Change the past as we are unraveled and as the night
say what you will about that song, and the things we're going to say are positive, but you cannot say it didn't go places.
Yeah. Did you follow along with us on that musical odyssey? Because that went all kind of places.
I almost feel like that could be an entry in like world book about what music is.
Wow. That's a statement, man. Yeah, that was amazing. That was called Undone. That was our pick from the debut 4-song EP by Strum the Fox. And that EP is called Vulpeculated.
And vulpeculated is an old-timey word meaning robbed by a fox. And I learned about vulp and as you know, a word relating to foxes from the Pokemon Vulpix.
Oh, Pokemon. All right. I could see that. Pokemon is like a whole world that I just did not pay any attention to at all. I don't know anything about Pokemon. I don't know if that like dates me or whatever, but.
There's a lot of things that date you, Paul.
Yes.
Oh,
that's true.
No,
that's true.
I'm just playing around, man. I love you.
So this comes to us via their euphonium player, Ryan McGeorge, who is a fan of our humble podcast. It is always great for us to see Ryan out at shows, and it'll be even better to see him play his own show with this band because Strum the Fox is playing a show Sunday night, March 31st at the Pie Shop with a couple of our favorite pop acts, Bal Boem and Mary Jo Mattea.
That is a show not to miss.
Absolutely.
Between the lineup and songs like Undone.
Yep. So this EP is probably going to drop right about the same time as this podcast. So go to Bandcamp and check that out. They are pretty devoted to the fox-loving lifestyle. At their shows, I have seen in photographs, they wear sometimes fox hats and tails. And even they have played recently at a furry convention in Tyson's Corner, which was called Fur the More.
Amazing. I mean, way to play to your audience, way to play to your strengths.
Yep.
Way to play some crazy music.
Yeah. You got to admire the dedication. And we have more music for you on this episode of the podcast. Next up,
we have Trajectories.
Crashes your door. You put all your
The band is Trajectories with a track called You Want It, You Got It. And I was thinking about the lyrics earlier this morning, and there seems to be two characters in the song. Mm-hmm. One who's saying, you want it, you got it. Another who's saying, I don't want it, I don't need it.
Mm.
And I'm kind of wondering, like, what's going on there? Is this a capitalist thing via Andrew Grossman? You know, what was the name of that Christmas song?
Don't Shop, Just Love?
Yeah, exactly. But I'd like to know more about what's going on in these guys' heads.
That song comes from the debut 4-song EP by Trajectories. It is a name your own price download on Bandcamp. I have received feedback from some of our devoted fans that they like the part of the podcast where we explain who is in the band related to other bands.
Really?
Yes. I've received direct feedback that that's a good part of the show. So this band features Javier Diaz of post-punk band Spirit Plots, who usually plays guitar, but here he plays drums. Also, Fred Yee is on guitar, who puts a lot of sweet videos of DC bands on his YouTube channel, mostly of Fort Reno, which I am a huge fan of. And Michael Baxter is on bass, formerly of the band American Electric, that we have featured on the podcast before as well. So there you go. That's a band made up of all kind of cool people. Also, we want to give a shout out to Alex Kozin of Big Fig Studios, formerly of Brenda and Sneaks Bees, for recording this one. And, of course, TJ Lipple for mastering.
You have a chance to catch Trajectories live coming up on Thursday, April 4th at Dewdrop Inn, along with Easy Sleeper and two touring bands, Calyx of Pittsburgh and Earth Telephone of Philly. I like that band name, Earth Telephone.
I know.
Because I can't think of another telephone that isn't an Earth Telephone. Also, can we just talk about coconut telephones for a minute?
Like, okay.
Just about how Gilligan could make a telephone out of a coconut, but he couldn't build a boat.
I know.
Yeah.
It's so ironic.
Yeah.
And that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. So if you like this, please tell a friend, subscribe to it, subscribe your friend to it, whatever it takes. We are on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Hometown Sounds. We have a website. It's hometownsoundsdc.com. Check that out. We got music videos. We got show pics. We got the podcast.
We got Vulpix.
Yeah. We got all kind of good stuff there. We got an email address. It's dj@hometownsoundsdc.com.
And what that means is send us your music if you are a band or artist. Mm-hmm. And if you got like a Bandcamp link or a direct download, like that's the best.
Absolutely. But really the important thing for all of the fans out there is to support the musicians that you've heard on this podcast by buying their music.
And seeing them play live.
We have one last song for you on this episode of our podcast. This is Teixeira. This is the second single by Teixeira called Get Up. She is a soulful singer raised in Baltimore and recently relocated to the nation's capital right here. This song is available on all the big name streaming and digital purchasing platforms. We wish we could tell you to go to Teixeira's next show. It's going to be at the Kennedy Center's Millennium Stage on Tuesday, March 26th as part of their Direct Current Festival, which is almost certainly after you are hearing this podcast. So if you dug the song that you're about to hear and you did not make it to that show, the beauty of the Millennium Stage is that they video all of their shows and archive them on YouTube. So go check that show out. I'm sure it's going to be amazing. As usual, of course, what we like to do is dig around on social media to find a little, you know, a little tidbit to give to you about this. So I discovered that Teixeira is apparently the romantic partner of Micah Robinson, whose beautiful song, Heart Song, we featured on the podcast in early February. And I got some other feedback that was a really great song and people really dug that. So we are looking forward to a lot more lovely music from both of these amazing musicians. So thank you very much to everybody for making great music for us to play. And thank you, Tony, for coming over and podcasting with me.
Thank you, Paul.
And we will see you all next time.
Remember, everyone, stay high and fuck some sweeties. Call back to the intro. I could get up, get up, get up, get up and run away. I don't want to stay another day. I could get up, get up, get up, get up and run away. I don't want to stay another day. I want to fly like a bird. I wanna fly like a bird. I could stand in the middle of the ocean. Oh.
without a care in the world. I could soar into possibility and escape all the negativity. And now fly. I could get up, get up and run away. I don't want to stay another day. I could get up and run away. I don't want to stay another day. I wanna be still like the moon. I wanna be still like the moon. Watch the world slowly break down from afar. I could help you all, but it's just way too soon. I'd rather evolve
as the world turns. Oh. We all learn
before you rise up. Gotta get through. Oh.
I could get up. Mm-hmm.
Tried to run away, but something in my heart told me to stay, so I can't break. 'Cause I too have to face the mistakes that I made. So who's gonna win? Well, there's nothing to win. We'd all just fail, 'cause we let hate prevail. I could get up. I could get up.